Spirituality Challenged is a podcast recorded on Canadian Treaty 1 territory, and that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene people, and the homeland of the Métis Nation. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 41st Nation, which is located on Treaty 3 territory. Spirituality Challenged respects the spirit and intent of treaties and treaty making and are open to future partnerships with First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people in the spirit of truth, reconciliation, and collaboration. Hello, dear listeners. This may be an unfortunate Spirituality Challenged bonus episode from yours truly, Aaron Parsons, host of the podcast. We're going to be covering two topics that include the future of this podcast. And just a quick apology. While I'm starting to write season 2 of the podcast, I want to talk about a change in direction for the pod in general. As of right now, I'm going to be doing a 3-month job placement program in junior IT analysis, and it's actually turning out to take up a lot of my time. This will probably result in me not knowing where I'm going to end up next after my renoviction takes place at the end of May. I might end up in BC, I might end up in Toronto, or I may still be stuck in this shithole known as Winnipeg. But right now, who the hell knows? All I know is that I'm going to be living out of a suitcase starting from June until the end of my job placement program, in which I hope I'll have a job by July. As for the future of this podcast, we'll be looking closely at the idea of speaking truth to power. Sadly, according to our listener and marketing stats, this podcast seems to only be reaching the choir as of late. And in a way, I'd say that's okay given the polarization that we're experiencing politically. So we've decided to use this to our advantage in our writing of season 2. For now, instead of writing with the intent of trying to reach people with money or influence who won't listen, our podcast team will be sharing in the mission statement of Straight White American Jesus, where we'll be educating to activate our ardent listeners. While we aren't connected to Brad and Dan personally, essentially what this means is that for the next season, we're going to take a page out of their book and we're going to discuss a code that evangelicals have, and what we can do or say when we have conversations with the Christians in our lives who will actually listen to us and, yes, even challenge us sometimes. There is a possibility we'll have a delay in terms of the release date for season 2. It will either be as early as mid-September or as late as November. We'll keep you updated on that. And the best place to be updated on the podcast in general is through our NeoCity site in the Fediverse, which I will put in the show notes, and it's also going to have a link to our Mastodon account as well. Check it out! So, before I get into this next section here, I want to share something personal. As you can tell, my tone and the way I've been talking has changed a little bit. That's because I've been struggling with acid reflux since the summer of 2020, and recently it's turned into full-blown GERD, or gastroesophageal reflux disease. My guess is that I probably caught asymptomatic COVID in the summer of 2020 and have been having episodes of belching and intense nausea, which turned things into long COVID in 2024 after I had a case of it in late 2023. For the past 2.5 months, things have been getting worse, and my wife actually had to call 911 when I started choking on some of the acid coming up in my throat one night. So ever since that time, I've been very careful when it comes to what I eat, when I lie down, and how much sugar I take in. I can't drink coffee, I can't drink alcohol, and I've also had to exercise more. I'm seeing a slow recovery, and I plan to keep up with these new habits and the new diet I'm on until I'm employed and hopefully able to see a specialist. Now, regarding the point, If some of you remember a couple of episodes back, I talked about car culture, consumerism, and, you know, shit like that. And I blew up and I went on a rant where I made some pretty harsh statements and generalizations about people who own cars. And I basically dropped a really offensive fat joke slash insult. I talked about people being overweight. And I also attacked how some parents were taking care of their kids. And while I have my opinions, and I'm not going to take back what I said, I do agree that I took some of the things I said too far, and I do apologize in terms of how I went into the territory of being just downright insulting and punching down instead of punching up. So for future episodes, I'm going to try sticking to the script a little more, especially when I'm angry and upset about something, because I think to keep listeners and to be able to carry out our mission statement, it's actually going to be beneficial. A wise man actually told me once that if people shouldn't be who they are just because it makes me uncomfortable, then they shouldn't have cookies because he's on a diet. And that's the thing. We need to actually work with dialogue to the point where it's engaging, not to the point where somebody wins and somebody loses. So in thinking about that, perhaps speaking truth to power as a mission, it was a little more than I can chew. And one of the not-so-fun parts of being autistic is that I have a lack of tact, and that gets me into trouble. Luckily, in my schooling right now, I've taken a social psychology course, and I have a unit in customer service that I will be going over. So I guess maybe that counts for sensitivity training, obviously something I never got in high school. Like conservatives, I'm still learning to cope with a world that is becoming more diverse. But this time, I'm learning to weigh the knowledge that's been made available to me, and not just to question everything I hear. Unless, of course, the learning tends to make me feel like a doormat, or it keeps me from self-respect, or stops me from standing up for myself. Because I grew up in evangelicalism, unfucking up myself is going to be the hardest thing that I'll be dealing with for the rest of my life. But to me, if it helps me to help other people, doing that unfucking is totally worth it. Anyway, just wanted to get some things out there. Follow me on Mastodon if you're listening to this. I'll be on Instagram and Facebook until the end of April, but we'll be taking a break from any meta-based platforms until further notice. And of course, guess what? It's April! It's Autism Awareness Month! Hug an Autie if you see one. Remember, it's not about us without us. Embrace us. Don't just accept us. Light it up gold, not blue. And stay tuned for an episode on the history of autism, eugenics, and James fucking Dobson. Prepare to be challenged, and have a good one, everybody.